Market organizer Kate Boyd said they're giving away 3 gift certificates for $300 each on their Facebook page. She said the contest is possible due to the generosity of Jan's.
Jan's was one of our sponsors all summer long at the locally grown community market out in Oakley. And they gave us a bunch of gift certificates for $300 to be used at any of their store locations. And we decided to save them for the winter, which is when I know most of us need new gear, fresh gear, or need to maybe help others with some gear issues. And so we're raffling them off right now on our Facebook page using a third party, which is, you know, not necessarily a requirement anymore, but it is for us. All you have to do is like our page to enter. And then as well, if you do have Twitter, you can tweet what we've asked you to tweet and then as well share that on your page.
The deadline for the contest is midnight as of Saturday the 21st. The Lotley Market, featuring farmers' wares plus arts and crafts, is already being planned for next summer. Boyd said they will start later, on July 12th, rather than in June, and will have a market on Oakley Center Street every Saturday from then on until Labor Day. She said the biggest lesson they learned last summer is the reason for the later start date.
The producers, the farmers up in that area, do not produce that early. And so, you know, one of the things that we really try to thrive ourselves on is being more of a traditional farmers market, as well as having other arts and crafts and artisans vendors. But as far as the farmers were concerned, they didn't really start popping up until toward the later part of when we were ending, which was the beginning of August. So hence this year, we've done a huge survey out within Eastern Summit County. We got great response. And everybody said, more farmers, more farmers, more farmers. So we're pushing the entire market back a few weeks.
She said they also found that free kids' activities are very popular.
So we had free bounce houses, free face painter. We had Wasatch birds come in and give a great expedition. We had, there's a playground there as well, just, you know, for the kids. And then Kathy Briley, who does Painted Pony, she did art camps for our kids every Saturday, including a couple of our other sponsors that did it as well.
Boyd said they will continue to host Eastside nonprofits and to provide free live music.
And we're already looking for musicians to host for this summer as well. So everything's on either our Facebook page or our website, which is Lokely, and it's spelled L-O-A-K-L-E-Y, like the town of Oakley, locallygrown.com.
Surveying done by the market has shown they have a substantial visitor base outside of the east side, and Boyd said that will help them plan for this summer.
The majority of the surveying we did, it was about 55% eastern Summit County and then about 45% western Summit County or outside of eastern Summit County. So we did have quite a big draw of Park City, which is great, you know, hence our slogan, take a ride to the other side. So that helped us, you know, tremendously with just getting people out there and seeing, you know, that whole Eastern Summit County corridor. It's beautiful. This year, our big push is to encourage more bike riders to keep us on their route and know that they could get, you know, a nice cold drink and a nice lunch on their way as they're riding their bikes out through Eastern Summit County.
Kate Boyd from Lotley Grown Community Market. For KPCW, I'm Rick Brough.